What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? 9 minutes on past the 10 o'clock hour. Welcome to the show and happy holidays.
You say?
Happy holidays.
What does that mean?
Happy holidays. Holiday see, bells. See,
let me challenge.
Happy holidays.
Where's her mic?
You.
How we
happy
your mic?
Holidays.
Come on,
let me. Okay, come for my Christmas.
Or do Christmas for me.
Straight, do Christmas for me. But I come for my Christmas. I don't know. I don't know why people say
that. I don't know
that.
What that means, really. But are you the celebrant?
But I'm Jesus' cousin. You don't understand. My dad's birthday 2 days before.
It's my brother.
He's my, no, I'm his cousin. Close cousin.
It's my brother.
In fact, we're co-celebrants.
We have the same father. Yes. So let me just say this. All the music composers in Africa, let me even narrow it to Nigeria. What is one horse up in sleigh? Can't you do something that we can relate to? Sleigh. Some of you have not even seen snow before. And we're singing that jingle, jingle. Do something that is Nigerian.
Yeah, we have one. You've not seen that one that Kobo was posted.
So let us.
We did it. Efik Man did it.
Okay, so let's stop singing one horse up in sleigh.
We have to go and look for that. I'll play it tomorrow.
Flashing to it. I don't want all those. Let us do something very, very
good. Day of Christmas, my true love gave to me one pot of white soup.
It's still from their own.
Yeah, it doesn't mean much. We can put it to.
Let us do our own. Yes.
You first works your own.
Police, no be God.
It's from their own too. You are stealing.
Police, no be God.
You are stealing the vibe.
Come on. They don't have Kimon. Police, no be God, no come. They tell me, say police be God. Anyway, good morning to you. She says happy holidays. In a few days, we'll be saying Merry Christmas. Have you bought Christmas rice?
Is the Christmas going to be merry or not?
Ministry of Interior.
They are releasing.
They put it off again.
No, they release it today. This morning, cold breeze.
Hamatan.
Yes, before
please,
I left.
If you have experienced Hamatan, please let us know. Ministry
yes,
of Interior.
I have.
I think it's Aregbesola. Look, I don't know why people do it. Go and switch it on. We want Hamatan. Please. Ogbeni Aregbesola, sir, with all due respect, you are in charge of the interior. What happens in Nigeria? We want Hamatan.
I think that you have heard our cry. You have opened the windows of Hamatan. It's coming in snow. You know when you hunt hazy?
Yes.
Hazy takes time to pump the cooling.
Okay.
Understand me?
Check if there is gas. If there is gas. If there is no gas, go and buy you.
Gas.
All right.
We're going to have a swell, merry, cool-ish Christmas.
I think it's dust they release. It's not cool. There's dust. There's no cold. It's hot. Lagos is still hot. Please. Please, are you people that want to travel
and
now?
You know what, the people in my place and up north, just, you know, it's already cold.
If
you're in Obudu, you're in Bakwara, all those places,
Obudu
is pretty cool.
Obudu is a temperate
Hamatan region. Hamatan came out since last month.
Okay, Lagos, what's going on? Lagos, the government, don't let me call you into this one. No.
Let me tell you, you have cut off all the trees in Lagos. There's no way.
And if you want to travel, traffic is too much. Lagos, be going now.
Yes, can you be going to your village?
Look at the time. When do you want to start traveling?
Umu, everything. Go.
Those in the middle belt. No, just go.
Go.
They say there's insecurity in those areas.
It's still our houses. We go. There's nothing we can do. We go home.
Until let's sound off first.
All right, guys, welcome to the show as usual. We start off with sound off. We sound off on matters arising. And later on, we start with our musings. Yes, we muse about all kinds of things on this show. We talk about everything and anything. And then, of course, we'll go into the main dish for today, which is our conversation from 11 a.m. But first, it's time for Sound Off. Welcome to the show. I am Mary Anna Cohn. And you are?
My name is Trech.
Hey, God. Why are you giving us bad news voice?
This swag.
Get out.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos.
Life can be fun.
But life in itself can be hard.
Every single day, we wake up to all kinds of stories.
Some good.
And in sports, Nigeria's Toby Amuso has set a new 100-meter hurdles world record.
Some bad.
And some outrageous.
A 29-year-old woman, Oluchi Badruba, has been arraigned before an Ogbe magistrate court for allegedly beating up her brother's wife.
This is Sound Off,
where we bring these issues to the fore.
Mm-hmm. You can hear this Mondays to Fridays, 10 a.m. to 10:30 a.m.
on What's Up Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info.
Keep it.
All right, it's 14 minutes past the hour 10, and this morning we're going to be sounding off on preparation, planning. We just ended the World Cup and we saw how Qatar blew the mind of the world. Very hot area. They made arrangements. They made it conducive for people to be there. And people are saying this is the greatest World Cup event ever.
People are saying it is.
It is, yeah. And we want to bring this back to us in our beautiful country, Nigeria. The next big event happening in this country, the elections. And people need to feel safe. They need to come out. They need to pick up their PVCs, different things, before they can vote. And we would want people to vote. And I think this government has shown in different ways that they want the elections to go on. But how prepared are we going to be? What is going to hit us by surprise? Are people going to be... The news we're hearing from different parts of the country, some areas, some people will have shut down for 6 days, 5 days, and nothing has happened. No answer. Now, people are listening to all this. People are hearing. People are scared. People are afraid of things. The PVCs are out. Go pick. We're having hurdles. We're having issues on that. And different things going on. When we will start preparing to detail? What are we doing to allay the fears of people? What are we doing to curb the insecurity in the land? Mm. What are we doing to make these elections coming up free, fair, and safe? What are we doing to make the people confident that you are in charge? What are we doing? The rest of the world can prepare. And in the midst of this quagmire, there are some companies, let me pick out this very one we work in, that in the midst of the storm, the uncertainty in Nigeria, they still remain afloat. And I know many companies are like this. If the private sector can get it done, what is going on? Why can we not plan? Why can we not prepare? There's still time before the elections happen in February. What are we doing to make sure that the elections come and go well? Free, fair, and safe. I mean, safe has to get into it because of what we're seeing going on in our policy right now. Hmm. Who is in charge? Who is answering to this? In a country that is not in a war situation, you have some people come out and say, nobody will come out in these days. And those that came out, there were consequences. And nobody has been arrested so far.
Mm. It's very disheartening that as we build up to... And this is not to point fingers at one person. Of course, it's concerted effort. Mostly Imo State, I want to put them on that table this morning. Imo State has had attacks on its INEC office. Now, the courts, burned to the ground. Mm. We're seeing more and more kidnappings and killings. And, you know, it's just sporadic, unnecessary killings and wasting of lives and property, including government buildings, etc. And we're just reporting them. We just keep reporting them. But then the powers that be need to do something. We keep hearing that the police is on their trail.
It's happening again.
And I keep saying this. If something has happened before and then it happens the exact same way again and nobody has done anything about it, even though we hear a lot of talk about things being done, it makes us really question a lot of things. And we're here to applaud when government does the right thing. But we're also here to query when government is not seemingly doing what they ought to be doing. We're getting close to Yuletide season. Of course, we're telling people, don't do this, don't go here, don't do, you know, observe your environment, be safe, be this. But how is the government, the people who took an oath to protect lives and property, including the police, you know, law enforcement, how much are you doing to protect us, to make us feel safe in those environments that you're also telling us to stay safe in? For how long can we be sleeping with one eye open? Because you see, I was just thinking about it to myself. We all have become a security to ourselves. In all our estates, our streets, we have employed security men. We're paying extra out of pocket to protect our environment. But then we have a police force. We have a government whose duty is to protect us. Oh, but we see them travel. They're hopping on planes and going to events and speaking about stuff that they don't necessarily practice in their home country. So where are we going? Because you see, the election is the most important aspect of our democracy that the US government has applauded Mr. President of deepening. That democracy will not be deepening if we do not have safe and secure environments for us to cast our votes.
Free,
if
fair,
we do
and
not,
safe.
Yes, it cannot be free, fair, and if credible, if safe. There is no form of safety and security, I will not feel safe to go out and vote if I know that the place that my polling unit is not going to be safe. If ordinarily I cannot sleep well at night, if ordinarily I cannot go about my business
if
without one thing or the other.
Someone was killed last week and nothing happened. The body is there on social media.
As much as we don't want to look as if we're just knocking the government, we all have a sense of responsibility, but we are not government. Our duty is to make sure that government is accountable to us, and we will not shut up. We'll continue to say, you promised this. Have you done it? Will you do it? Why do you ask for our votes again if you're not going to do it? Why can't we give that vote to another person? We will keep having this conversation. And government, it is your place to make sure that our environment is safe. You cannot throw your hands up in the air and say you have done your best. Mm-mm. I think that's the most silly thing that anybody
responsible to
would
say
in a country that is going through what it's going through. Yes, we have our problems, but we need you to be a responsible government to us, the people. And that sound off.
Whoever did it for you, show me the person. Kiss Daniels, anything you tell turns to gold.
Yeah, and that's my sugar baby. I love you, Kiss Daniel.
Can we make babies, please? Can we with what?
Okay.
Can we move on now?
No, you jealous man. Anyway, it's time for us to go for a quick break. But before we do that, let's launch our musing for today. Stretch, take it away.
All right, check this scenario. If you're a male or female, please fill the boxes, right? Let's assume you're a woman, your husband and your brother, or your wife and your sister, in case, I mean, are both applying for a contract of 100 million, 10 million, 10 million. Let me just do 10 million so don't blow our minds. And you are to sign for only one person. Your signature is needed. And when you sign, it's almost there. Who will you sign for? Your brother. That's your not the brother you don't like, not the one you want to do.
Your
want
favorite brother.
Your favorite brother. And your husband. Or that's your kid sister, cutie, and your wife. They don't know. They don't know that you are the one to sign. You can sign and each person will think you just signed for them or you didn't. Who will you append your signature for to get that?
And why?
Oh, she has spread it. Oh yeah, why?
We'll be back. Think about it. We'll be back after the break. Stay with us. All right. Don't forget, you can send us messages on Twitter with the hashtag WhatsApp Lagos. We already put up the post on Twitter.
Yes, it is.
And of course, you can also be part of the conversation on Facebook. Our Facebook is Nigeria Info FM 99.3. Post your comments. We'd like to hear from you. And
you can also send us a WhatsApp message.
Yes, send us a WhatsApp message. Let us know what you think, because this is very interesting. Who you go love, who you no go love.
Who's the person you will
see? Because you're caught in between the devil and, you know, the deep blue sea, or in between a rock and a hard place. Right? Yes.
Who will get that signature of yours?
I don't even know.
And you will sleep well. You just sleep well. They don't have to know. But answer this yourself. Who will you?
You will sleep what?
You will sleep well, no? If they don't know now, let me not just preempt anybody here.
We'll be back. It's still What's Up Lagos on the nation's number one talk news and sports radio station. 47 minutes gone past the 10 o'clock hour. I'm Mary Anna Cohn and he's Stretch. We did ask a question before we went on that break, a very, very, very critical question. And we asked you, if you had to put your signature on a document for a contract that your husband and your brother were bidding for, or your wife and your sister were bidding for, who would you sign for and why? Don't forget, your signature is as good as a goal, you know, for them to get that contract. And it's valued at 10 million. Who are you signing for and why? 0700-993-993-993. That's our musing this morning. 0700-993-993-993. You could also join the conversation if you're a lady on 01465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info on Twitter. And make sure that you join the conversation if you are on WhatsApp. Send us a WhatsApp message. And on our Facebook page, we have a post up. Join the conversation. We'd like to hear from you. We have a call coming in. Let's take that call first. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah.
Nah, What's your name?
I'm speaking for my papa.
All right. You mentioned
you
your name.
See, if such should happen to me,
okay,
I can sign for my wife or my sister, depending on what is at stake. Like, if my sister is having financial problems, I will sign for her.
Mm.
Yes, if she, maybe if she's not fit, maybe she's financially she's not up. Mm. I will sign for her.
Okay.
And not sign for my wife.
Mm.
Will you tell your wife?
Why will I not tell her?
Hmm.
You see, there is one thing in marriage. Be truthful from day one.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Once you are truthful from day one,
yeah,
and your wife is also truthful to you, you both of you will make a happy home. Even if there's no money in that home.
I like this truthfulness. I just want to be sure that you have food to eat after you are truthful.
Even if you don't have nothing to eat, you know what I mean? Both of you will be, your home will be very, very happy. There are so many rich homes that if you get closer to that home and see what's happening, you say, I will remain a bad man. I mean, I will remain a poor man and be happy in my life.
Okay.
That is just it.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Okay.
All right. She obviously was in a very noisy place and she barely heard.
Took over.
We have so many messages. Let's go
to WhatsApp first. Mm-hmm. This one says, this is tricky, but I'd rather endorse the document of my sister because she's been an amazing human and always there for me at my trying times. There will always be another opportunity for my wife so she can wait. Muhyiddin!
Muhyiddin, your wife has not been there for you.
Hey, Muhyiddin, for better for worse, like
all the best. I hope that you sleep on the bed.
Amen. What's up, Lagos? It will be very easy to append the signature of the contract to my wife, and before the contract commences, I would invite my sister to tell her about the contract, and I will insist that they both execute the contract together, so that the proceeds will be shared 50-50. Share of the Federal Republic.
Abi
I no try. Kunle Adetuloyin.
Kunle.
Kunlele.
My dear.
Kunlele.
Your wife does not want to share the money.
You are sharing assets. Abi.
You are joking. No, this where. What about you?
Your sister say, Kunle.
Share of the Federal
Republic. I should come to your wife's, I'll be sharing money, Abi.
What does that even mean? Okay, are you trying to say that I'm not capable?
No, I can't handle money, Abi.
What does that mean?
Kunle. Kunle, you know where we're coming from. Kunle.
Don't worry,
no
I'm
problem.
Going to tell mommy.
No problem.
It's okay.
No problem. I'm a bonle.
All right, let's take another call. Hello, good morning. What's up, Vegas?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
Good morning to you guys.
Morning.
My name is Ijao Yake from Agodo Egbe.
Okay.
Okay.
I think my wife is my number one priority as far as I'm concerned. No matter what anybody thinks about it, I'm putting that signature for my wife, which is my immediate family.
For your safety.
Any other thing follows.
This is a man of wisdom.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Your sister will hear this.
But maybe you're not going for holiday. You know, visit. You know, you are going to just ex your sister.
Woman rapper.
All the best.
Just married.
You just marry her from nowhere.
Forgot your family. Don't mind him.
Anyway, let's get to Facebook. Kingsley Ehiodua Osage says, now, my husband, at least you can monitor the way the proceeds is being spent. But your brother go spend the money for his girlfriend and his friends on booze. Kingsley, you don't trust your family members, do you? Atiebi Chiedu Olalekan. You're a full Nigerian.
Mm-hmm.
This is for the lady. So make I read the comments. My future wife might be posting.
I like.
Nice strategy. Johnson Apochi here says, I will sign for my wife because the money will still come to our family. And from there, I can still give my brother something.
Deep thoughts.
For my brother,
flesh
the percentage of me getting anything is like 1:0. All right. Amos Christie says, I'll go for who is most qualified amongst them. What if both of them are most qualified? Alalade Emmanuel says, I think I will sign for the most qualified amongst them. Make I no go put myself into wahala. Okay. Well,
final one.
All right. Jekpo Poro, okay. Not Poro. It depends on the degree of obedience to me. Some wives are not some wives are not, and some wife are, and some brothers are not brother. Some wives are not wives, and some brothers are not brothers. Okay, Jekpo, we are
they have to be obedient to the king.
We're going on a break. Mm.
We're going on a break. Africa.
I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. I'll take you to Lagos. To Lagos.
All right, so what's up, Lagos 99.3 Nigeria Info. I'm Mary Anna Cone, stretching the building with me, as usual, never alone. 4 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's time for us to go into our conversations for this morning. Yes, the big dish. We want to talk about responsibility as citizens. You know, let's talk about responsible citizenship. Yes. You know when they say, oh, you have to be responsible, you have to act responsible. Does responsibility come with age? Does it come with experience? Do you get taught responsibility?
Or do you just feel the vacuum?
Yes. For a sense of, you know...
Responsibility. Yes.
Do you just take on that sense of responsibility, or can it be learned? Again, how responsible are we as Nigerians? Because we talk about leadership. Anytime we talk about responsible citizens, we talk about our leaders. Do we also have a sense of responsibility as Nigerians? When you're in a moving vehicle, are you that person that eats something and then throws the paper out?
Or you don't care what happens.
Yeah, what happened?
I've seen a big bottle of bottled water, huge. And this car was really nice looking. And the guy wound down, air conditioned, is an SUV. He just threw out that and single-use nylon with everything inside, just threw it out of the window. I had to just drive beside him and I pointed.
Why would you do this?
I had a bottle in my car. I just brought it up and showed him why. He just waved me off. So I'm saying, responsibility, is it like really something? And when you even get in the corporate circles, some people are content being clerks at that point. And when it gets to a point where there's a bigger podium, they don't even expect themselves. They just don't think they should be there.
Mm.
Some organizations push you and you get there from a clerk. The next 4 years, you're a manager. Even in families, when there are issues, you want to contribute money for something, something is up that needs attention, some people don't just step up. So is it, I call it negative grace. The kind of grace that lets you can live, you can breathe. When things are going bad, you're good. So she's painted a picture, and the answer, there's no right answer. There's no wrong answer.
But let's talk, because you see, we're always saying we want a good Nigeria. We want Nigeria to be great. It's not just the job of politicians. Yes, they ask us to give them the opportunity to lead, but then there is no leadership without followership. So who are they leading? So I'm asking this morning, let's talk. Let's talk about being a responsible citizen. Does responsibility come with age or circumstance? Or is it as a result of the environment that you live in, or the experiences that you've had? Again, how do you develop a sense of responsibility as a Nigerian to your country? Some people say, this country has not done anything for me. I will not do anything for this country. But we all, one way or the other, play a role, don't we, in making Nigeria what it is? So if they say that leaders are a total reflection of who the people are, is it time for us to start looking within ourselves to change the way we act, how responsible we are? So we want to know, do we care enough about our country to take responsibility for our actions or inactions? Let's talk.
All right, so let's get to the phone lines if you're ready. I know your phones are charged up. 0700-993-993-993. That's the number everybody can call on to. 0700-993-993-993. And if you're a lady, you can call 01465-7190. 01465-7190. Not much to do. Turn off your radio. If you can walk away from it completely, the backhaul is not pleasant to the ears. And let us know what you can put together in your thoughts in 60 seconds.
All right.
All right, let's do this right now. And give me the What's Up Lagos.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Good morning, Cheers to Life. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, good morning. My name is Somaga.
All right. Somaga, go ahead.
Okay, I'd like to ask a question. Stretch, the person that threw out stuff out of the window, is he going to behave exactly the same way because maybe it is on the streets of London?
I doubt it. I don't think
exactly. That's the problem. You see, I refuse to see the leadership and followership debate as a chicken and egg situation. Everything rises and falls on leadership. It's the duty of leadership to lead. That's why the word is called lead. You have to create an environment that works. All these people that we accuse of being bad followers, they behave when they go to places that work. Everything rises and falls.
But is that also an excuse for what they do here? Because you can't say that, oh, when I'm in London, I'll behave or I'll follow the rules and regulations. But there are rules and regulations where you are. It's just that because you think your leaders are not following you, Youssef, let us all just be mad. Does that solve the problem?
No, it doesn't at all. It's actually a combination of both. But my argument is that leadership has more responsibility than the followers.
Point. Great point.
Okay. So, as much as that is a great point, I'm sorry. If we keep saying that leaders have a more responsibility or more responsibilities than followers, then that's skewed.
Okay, so
as much as your leader has a responsibility, you as a follower, you also have a greater responsibility.
I beg to differ.
Of course, you can differ. You can.
I totally
disagree
with you.
Let me land.
Go ahead.
As much as you say that, look, my leader is not doing the right thing. If you're doing the same thing as that leader, what's the difference? You're supposed to be able to stand in a place where you can hold them accountable.
Okay.
How do you hold a person accountable if you're doing the same thing the person is doing?
I want you to finish.
Yes, I am done.
Good, you're done. Now, he mentioned, and I agree, a leader is like a leader is a leader. He leads, right? If you're leading me and you make a law is nothing without enforcement.
Mm-hmm.
If you make a law and you are lazy to enforce the law, you tell your kids, don't pee on the bed, pee in the toilet. You tell your kids, don't pee on the bed, pee in the toilet. And your child pees on the bed and nothing happens. As a parent, I don't want to blame that child. That child has nothing. So what Somaga said, which I agree with, is you can't, if you do this in the UK, in 2 minutes, everywhere we bust, something will happen. So if you're a leader and you can't lead, you see, it's easier for him to throw that thing out of the window. It's easier. A human being will find it's easier for a child to wee on the bed, lie down on the bed and pee there.
Okay.
It's inconvenient to go to the toilet.
Okay.
But he has to obey some laws. I have to enforce the law.
Well, we have two different sides. But we're talking about responsibility here. Can we, one way or the other, say that, well, I will, one way or the other, allow myself to, well, sit on the fence because my leader is not doing the right thing? How do you hold somebody responsible for something?
I'm not a
if
leader.
You are
I'm a follower.
Yes.
Yes, I'm a
but
follower.
Followers
what I do
also
is
have
follow.
Responsibility.
Yeah, my responsibility is to follow you.
So if he's leading you to the fire, you say if you follow into the fire.
I am a follower. That's what I am.
Well, that's very robotic.
I'm not
But join
a
the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. You can tweet at Nigeria Info. We're live on facebook.com/ Nigeria Info 99.3. On Twitter, we are at Nigeria Info 99.3. You on YouTube, I beg your pardon, what? Nigeria Info 99.3. The phone lines are lighting up. Hey, God. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, dear. Apologies. Call us back if you can. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Lagos. Are you there? Take it to me. All right. Kind of sorry about that. Lines are buzzing. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Yeah, this is by your election.
What's up, give Lagos? Us what's up, Lagos?
Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Thank you, by the way. All right, go ahead, sir.
Yeah, I've been listening to the conversation, and I believe that leadership lies on followers as well.
Okay.
Along with the leader himself.
Okay.
So I believe that in every leader, in every follower, there's a position of leadership that is aligned with that person. Like every man leads his family. Every woman also leads her family.
Yeah.
Every individual has a leadership position in the society.
Yeah.
So I believe that at that point, for instance, now, see politicians, they are trying to be president or whatever, governor. So it is because of the leadership position that they've taken over time that makes them
feel.
What will I call it? That makes them qualified to run for president. So it is not until you get to presidency that you know that you are a leader, or when you get to governor, if you lead from where you are. you lead from where you are. That guy that threw something out of the window, he has a leadership position wherever he is. So he's influencing people. So when those people see him, they see him like somebody, okay, this is the thing, this is the kind of thing I should be doing. Absolutely. You understand? So I think when he does better, people around him that he influences will do better.
Okay.
All right. Interesting point. So whether you're a governor or not, you are a leader in one way or the other. There are people who would look at what you do and obviously copy it. Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're asking what you think we should be majoring on in terms of responsibility, because we're talking about responsibility as citizens. Do we have messages?
Yeah, there is one. This one says it's a rather long one. I hope it's for us. Good morning. Reminder that responsible citizenship also applies to corporate citizens.
Yeah.
For example, your radio station and its sister stations, just in the name of doing business, are marketing people with known dark sides to your teeming listeners to vote for. I'll read your message. Is that different from voters collecting money and voting wrong candidate? Tomorrow you blame them for who eventually turns up as their leaders. Let's keep deceiving ourselves. King, let me just address it. Thank you so much for your message. This podium, you can say, you have a right to say what you want to say. It's fine. Now, this is like a shopping mall. Yeah, there are shopping malls that sell knives. There are shopping malls that sell rat poison. You can buy it for whatever purpose. But see, you don't blame the landlord of the shopping mall for having his shop rented out. I hope that you understand what I'm saying. So this is a business. And according to NBC rules, we should give everybody equal opportunity to express themselves.
To market themselves.
Market themselves.
Yes.
And they didn't come on for free. It's a business. So if they come, they pay for it. I mean, come on. You go there. So if I go and buy a knife now, I can use it to cook or use it to kill someone. Will you blame the person that sold the knife? So I'm saying that there's nothing like we're not leading anybody. We're just doing. We are a responsible, accepted radio station. Everybody knows we are fair.
Yes.
And we do not skew to one side or the other. We are just doing our business.
And just to add, I'm sure you watch elections in other parts of the country, other parts of the world, especially the US, where you think that, this country is a poster child for democracy. They fielded a President Trump. They fielded other people. They all are allowed to come on stage and say whatever it is that they have for the people. It is your choice. You to use your common sense and decide who you want to be your leader. You can't stop them from being on TV or on radio. They have a right constitutionally to run for that office, just as you too.
So I think you should just wipe out that because you've heard something on the... We don't endorse any political party.
No.
We don't endorse any candidate. I'm saying this on behalf of the management of this organization.
Yes.
We don't endorse.
Everybody has a right to fair hearing.
No endorsement here. Mm. All right. So we'll move on. Thank you so much. And I hope that answered you. Kings from Orillia.
Kings, thank you very much. 0700-993-993-993. In case you're just joining us, we're talking about a sense of responsibility as an active citizen of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. Do you naturally feel any sense of responsibility to Nigeria as a country? And I asked, when we talk about responsibility, does it come with age?
Mm-hmm.
Does it come with experience? Is it as a result of your environment? Or is it circumstances that have made you become responsible for or to people or a group of people? And that's what we're asking this morning. And we want to hear from you, especially as people who are living in this space called Nigeria. The sense of responsibility that we have, is it enough to service us as a people? Are we responsible enough? Like Stretch said, the man who just felt the need to, you know, litter without being bothered in his nice car. I'm imagining if he was driving and then he wound down and I threw something into his car, how he would react.
How would he react to that? And I also said, because there are no consequences. There are no consequences. There are places you do that. Someone will run you down in 2 minutes and they'll read out the law to you. According to the law of this state, what you did will cost you $200.
Mm-hmm.
You will not do it again.
Well, back to the phone line, 0700-993-993-993. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
Hello, good morning. What's up? I want to turn off the radio.
Give us what's up, Lagos. Go.
What's up, Lagos?
My name is Joy and I'm calling from Ibiye, Lagos.
Okay, so when you call on this show, you say, what's up, Lagos? Can you do that now? Can you?
Oh, yeah, okay, say what's up, Lagos? Hey, what's up, Lagos?
Bera. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
Okay, so my own contribution in this matter of responsibility is that we should always lead by example.
Mm.
So for the guy that threw nylon through the window, he feels it doesn't concern him. by the time other people, maybe children, see him doing that, they will do that also. They will feel it's the right thing to do. But when we lead by example, even our leaders, they have more things to do there. But we, the followers, have much responsibility. Because it's us that we keep our surroundings tidy. It is us that we do. Our leaders will not come from wherever they are and come and be doing it for us. Mm. By doing that little ones we can, I think everywhere will get better. Everyone will get better. Because when this person does the right thing, another person does the right thing, everybody does the right thing, we know there will be no complaint. Okay. So that is my own contribution.
Thank you very much for calling. We appreciate it. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning. What's your name, sir? Where are you calling from? Oh, hello? We lost that call. We lost it. Oh, apologies. Please call us back. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Please turn off your radio.
What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. Good morning.
My name is Monday from Lekki.
Monday. Go ahead, please.
Actually, I always wonder when people said we should not blame our leader, we should start from us. But this country did not allow us, we the people, to do what we want. Hmm. Let me give you an example. Maybe my street is very bad, and I have the money to repair it. And I'm interested in repairing it so that they will not spoil my car, and I'll be spending money on my car. But the government will not allow you to do it.
Hmm.
So every problem is on the government. When the government is doing the right thing, the people will want to do the right thing. If somebody now that does not carry anybody will just pass traffic light and was arrested, somebody that does not have anybody that is not, we not ever dare to pass the traffic light.
Yes.
But we put laws in our hand and we do it the way we like in this country. So now we always blame the government until the government gets it right, until they are disciplined on their own to obey the law and enforce it, even to their own head. Then we know, then we see the minimum average people will not dare. Okay. Disobey the law.
All right. All right. Thank you.
0700-993-993-993. That's general line. But then if you are a lady, we have a special line for you. 01465-7190. That's 01465-7190. And you can join the conversation on WhatsApp with us because we want to hear from you. Be part of the conversation on our WhatsApp. I'll give you the numbers right now so that you can join the conversation. 0809-597-5805. That's 0809-597-5805. But back to the phone lines. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? You see, that's the thing. When you call us, turn off your radio. That way it's easier, all right? Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Oh, sorry about that. Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos? What's up, Lagos? Can you turn up the volume of your radio? Thank you.
Cheers to life. Good morning.
My name is Abdul, calling from Maryland.
Abdul, go ahead, please.
All right, the way I look at it is this. Ultimately, the responsibility in the context of a country anyways falls on the leadership. But all these things we're talking about in terms of bad followership, whether it's throwing dustbin out of the window or littering, cutting corners in traffic or driving against traffic, going one way, yada, yada, yada.
Yeah.
All that stuff, they are just effects. You know, the effects of a lawlessness that has been entrenched, that the people don't feel as if they have to do anything.
Yeah.
Or they have to listen. That's why, as someone said, when you go to a place where there's more organization, they immediately fall in line. Like when you travel abroad, Abby.
Mm-hmm. They comport.
Okay. So, but at the same time, in terms of followership, this leadership also has a responsibility. Yeah, number one responsibility.
We have to go. I'm so sorry. We have to go for a break. We'll be right back. What's up, Lagos? This is DJ Stretch.
This is DJ Marianne, anyhow.
41 minutes gone past the 11 o'clock hour. It's still What's Up, Lagos. It's 99.3 Nigeria Info. We're live from, it's me and Crescent. Do you remember Friday?
Stop now. Today is Monday. Relax.
In case you're just joining us, we're talking about having a sense of responsibility as a citizen of the Federal Republic of Nigeria. We're also talking about the fact that, you know, we're asking, should responsibility be taught? Is it one way or the other transferable? Does it come as a result of your age? Is it as a result of your environment or your circumstances? You know how they say, well, my mother died, so I became the parent.
I took responsibility.
Yes, I became the parent.
Is it automatic?
Yes.
Well, do you need to take some vaccine to be responsible?
And when it comes to the issue of Nigeria and us being responsible citizens, how well or how much do we care about this country enough for us to be responsible to it?
And what's stopping us? There's a message here, and I think Moses from Ayobo, to a certain extent, you have a point. Irresponsible people dominate the populace. So when they are placed in positions of authority, they display irresponsibility. It is not when they are in places of authority that they manifest irresponsibility. So the society is manufacturing irresponsible people who eventually will get into places of responsibility, and then they will display irresponsibility. Imagine having a convoy of 60 vehicles and you're a governor of a state that you depend on derivation fund. Yes, and security votes. 60 vehicles, 60, your convoy. Saving you from rapture or what? Anyway,
the phone lines are open. We want to hear from you. Join the conversation. 0700-993-993-993. That's 0700-993-993-993. If you're a lady, call 01-465-7190. That's 01-465-7190. Tweet at Nigeria Info 99.3. Or better still, you can join the conversation on our WhatsApp portal. We'd like to hear from you. Okay, the phone lines are now open. We want to hear from you. Someone says, Benjamin Franklin once said, it is the people in authority who have the power to change society. Secondly, we can add Michael Jackson, Man in the Mirror, with it. Dave from Lagos. Okay, Dave. Now, the phone lines are blanking. Let's go there. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos? Yeah.
What's up, Lagos?
I'm a first timer.
Yay! First timer!
Where have you been?
I'm Uloma, calling from Ojo.
Uloma, welcome. Uloma, tell us what you think about what we're discussing.
I think when the head is spoiled, every other thing is spoiled.
Yeah.
In this country, we have our biggest problem is our leadership. And when we talk of leadership, you live by example. Just like in other places where, let's take example, Obama will go into any place and queue up like every other citizen. You just see them taking train to their, you see a senator taking the same train to his office.
True that.
Which means that if he's voted to have a contract repairing that train, because he's part of that train, he will make it the first class or a comfortable means of
transportation,
traveling, transportation.
Yeah.
That because he is part of it, but because they are not part of any system here, just like our education, they are not part of it. They are not part of anything. They are not even part of market. They don't even know that rice is about 50,000 naira a bag. They are not confined. So every other thing is false.
Thank you, Mama.
Every other, you just say one way. This is one way. They shouldn't take one way. You see, even the Lasma taking one way because they make the law for the ordinary citizen. The ordinary citizen, they are not part of it. The biggest problem that we don't have any sense of responsibility.
Thank you so much, Uloma.
Very, very good conversation. But in the next few minutes, I want us to pivot away from this. We're talking still responsibility. Now that we know or we've established the fact that our leadership is mostly part of the problem, if not the major problem, how do we get them to be responsible to us so that we can't keep saying, oh, the head is spoiled, so the body
vote.
Is that enough? voting, is it enough to say, get your PVC and go and vote? Does it end there in terms of responsibility and the office of the citizen of the Federal Republic?
Do we hold them responsible?
This is the question we're asking. Hello, good morning. Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
How's up, Lagos?
What's up? Yes, what's your name?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
Yes, what's your name, sir?
Good morning. Samuel from Ogun State.
All right, Samuel, go ahead.
Yeah, every society produces the leaders. The leaders are not dumped on us from heaven.
True that. Mm.
They are the product
of society, yes.
Of the society. So leaders everywhere in the world, they are the reflection of the society.
Okay.
If you have disorganized society, the leaders will be disorganized.
Disorganized, okay. Mm.
That's the truth.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much for calling.
We appreciate your thoughts. So this is the direction I want the conversation to go now, because we've established what we think the problem is. How do we solve it? Where do we go from here? Because, you know, we've been singing the song. It's a sing song now. Go get your PVC.
Yeah.
Carry mats, carry bed, sit there, get your PVC. Is that enough? Is that all we need to do? How do we keep these guys responsible throughout whatever tenor that they have to go on, you know, go on for?
All right, so that's what we're asking you. And I think, Marian, you said something about us rewarding people for holding on throughout the World Cup and giving them something.
Yes.
So I think,
we want to dash nice people part. Something.
Yes, one person you take 5,000 naira.
We want to make sure that you have one a person. Merry Christmas in a very nice little way, you know.
All right. And it's for those who are actually listening to the show.
Active listeners.
So
we're going to test you while we're still taking the calls. In the next last 3 minutes of the show, we're going to ask you to call us and we'll ask you a very quick, simple question.
Very simple question. And if you are part of the WhatsApp Lagos
From beginning,
you get it.
You get it. In the meantime, let's take one or two more calls on this issue. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Hello, good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yeah, talking about leaders and followers. I don't think the problem we have here is... we have people that have been manipulating the followers, and because of poverty, people can easily be manipulated. We have a lot of enlightened minds, but poverty has turned their head. They don't even know their left or right. They rather collect money now to vote in anybody, at least to feed for the day. That's the problem we have.
Okay. So poverty has been weaponized and is being used against...
Yes, but then how do we solve it? Because you see, it's easy, it's very difficult half the time to know that you have a problem.
Yeah.
But then when you realize that you have a problem, it's time to seek solutions. And that's where we are this morning. So we're asking, what do we do? Hello, good morning.
Hello, what's up,
Lagos? What's up, Lagos?
Good morning. Cheers to life. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
My name is David, calling from Ojo.
Okay,
David, go ahead, quickly. You got 60 seconds.
Sorry, I didn't hear the
You have 60 seconds. Oh, you didn't hear the question. All right. We're talking about responsibility. I'm sure, David, you were calling to win money. Wait, we haven't called. We've not prompted you
listen
yet.
Listen to this show first.
apologies. Do call us back.
Thank you.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
What's up, Lagos? Are you there?
Yeah, what's up, Lagos?
Yes, what's your name, sir?
Yes, I'm Michael by name. And the good truth is this. We are saying somebody out there. That's why I was run out of Nigeria before. However, you need people of checkable references to rule us. And not just what INEC is doing. Community leaders, responsible community leaders will have to recommend a responsible child of their community to rule us. It's not those money back people are not a community where they worship.
But you see, the political parties, the way we run it in this country, political parties have to come together, pick somebody, and then, of course, use that person as their candidate. How many of us are members of those political parties? I think that's where we should start from.
Well, the good truth is that if this thing doesn't come from the community in the right way, without a good checkable references, we got people running offices now that never run any office for 5-10 years. There's nothing to show. They ain't got nothing to show for it. They're all just there. I mean, by parachutes, like someone always say.
Yeah.
So someone get them there to be there for them. So with this, you don't expect anything better.
Okay. All right, man.
Thank you so much, man. All right. So let's get to it right now. And we're going to be giving out money. Yeah. Right now. So like if you've been part of this show from the beginning, you will have to call us and in 30
call us
seconds.
If you listen from 10 a.m.
30 seconds. Tell us, just summarize the sound off.
What was sound off about? That's
this
it.
This morning. 30
call
seconds.
0700-993-993-993-993. Or you have 30 seconds though. 0700-993-993-993. Let's take this call. Hello, good morning. Turn off your radio.
Hello.
What's your name?
Chinayenwa.
Chinayenwa, did you listen from the beginning of the show?
No, I just tuned in.
Sorry.
Thanks for calling, Chinayenwa.
We need people that listen.
We're trying to give out 5,000 naira now. Hello.
Hello, good morning, sir.
What's your name?
Amara,
how are you? Okay.
Messi. What was sound off about, quickly?
Sound off about this security in the first is especially in the state.
Okay,
let's see if anybody beats you to it. You scored like
47%. Messi, if I'm going to do. Hello, good morning.
What's your name, sir?
Yes, Mr. Adeyemi.
Mr. Adeyemi, did you listen
what
to
what was sound off about? Quickly, you have 30 seconds.
Sir?
Sorry, Mr. Adeyemi. Hello, good morning. You're my last caller.
Hello, good morning. Lekki from Saiga.
Yes, did you listen to sound off?
Yes.
What was it about? Summarize.
Okay, it was about preparing for next election.
Okay.
So getting your PPC and...
Yes.
Yes.
Leke.
Right. Leke, what you
got
do
it.
Send us your details on WhatsApp right now.
Another WhatsApp.
Hey, yeah.
Okay,
hold on. Let's get your number. We'll fetch your number.
All right. We'll get your number, all right?